Safe to Help Illinois is a free, confidential school safety program that students can use in the absence of a trusted adult to share information on concerns such as bullying, mental health struggles, threats of violence, or other safety concerns in a safe environment. In addition to that 24/7 helpline, Safe to Help Illinois also offers self-help resources for students on our website, safetohelpillinois.com, as well as a mental health toolkit for educators.
So is there an overall goal for Safe to Help?
The goal is to prevent instances of bullying, mental health struggles, acts of violence, and create that safe learning environment that students deserve to have.
And when was Safe to Help started?
Safe to Help Illinois was birthed out of the Illinois Terrorism Task Force School Safety Working Group back in 2018 after the Parkland High School tragedy. We actually launched statewide October 20th of 2021.
What got you involved with Safe to Help?
As a mother of two daughters in school, I'm very passionate about making sure that my daughters are safe, and school safety is just so important, especially with the tragedies that we have seen, not just this past school year, but in years previous. This was my part in trying to serve and give back and to help make sure that students didn't make decisions they couldn't come back from, that they didn't feel like they were hopeless, and that the only way out was maybe through self-harm or through suicide. I'm really passionate about what I do, and I am really blessed to be able to serve at this capacity.
And how many schools in Illinois use the hotline, if you have a number?
Safe to Help Illinois is available to all schools in Illinois, K-12, public, private, charter, contract, it doesn't matter. We ask that schools actually provide contacts for us to reach out in the event a report is made. However, if we receive a critical life safety report, each and every one of those are actually acted upon and forwarded on to the appropriate authorities to act upon them.
What's the main reason that students use Safe to Help?
The number one is bullying, followed by suicidal ideation as reported by another student. We do see that students care about their friends and they do see concerning behaviors and they want to help. And so this program is a safe way for them to do so. To round out the top three, we have seen drugs, which does include vaping in that category. But that really doesn't show everything that we have seen. We have seen everything from vandalism, sexual assault, fighting, cyberbullying, alcohol use, eating disorders, those sorts of things. They've all come through this helpline. Just those top three really just scratches the surface. There's a lot that have been impacting our students, especially now this past school year where students returned back and they have dealt with that social isolation. And so now they're trying to come back into the classroom and they need those supports. So we are seeing some of these students have developed unhealthy coping skills. There was a recent mental health survey for the youth that identified 42% of students actually had developed unhealthy coping skills that includes drugs, alcohol, and eating disorders, just to name a few in that survey.
Do you think it's taken time for young people to get more comfortable with reporting these concerns? I can imagine that some people might have reservations about reporting their friend and maybe getting their friend in trouble.
You know, with any new helpline, the main thing that students want to know is, who am I talking to? We have a group of 24/7, 365. We have adults available 3 a.m. on a holiday during summer break that are there, that are highly trained with youth mental health first aid. Some have previous background and experience working in social work and the mental health professions. They really do care about the students. I think right there is trying to get students to understand that they are talking to adults that really do care and that they're not talking directly to law enforcement. They're really talking to individuals that are trained that want to talk to them back and forth, converse. They're not dealing with chat bots. There is a live human being on the other end that actually cares and wants to know more about what is going on with them.
And going off of that, I think that it's important to add that Safe to Help is a confidential hotline. So why do you think that that aspect is so important?
And what does that mean? That means students don't have to tell us who they are, unless, of course, they're getting help for themselves. The majority of information that comes through the helpline are students letting us know what is going on with their friends. They're trying to get help for them. And so it's important for us to obviously know the name of their friend so that that friend can get help. But we don't need to know the name of the student that is providing the information.
Gotcha. And how exactly does it work when a tip is received?
So essentially, when a student reaches out through one of the five ways to make a report, the most popular have been through text message, Safe2, our website, and the mobile app, our call center receives that immediately as it's sent. Typically, what is needed is the who, what, when, where. So essentially, who needs help? What happened? Has a trusted adult been informed previously? Where did it happen? And then from there, it is connected with trusted adults at the school and or district level so that they can provide either additional care or address the concern head on, especially when we're seeing bullying as the number one report through the helpline.